We'll do in the beginning some exercise using our imagination. I would like you to imagine for a moment that our two restrooms are turned into storage, and we keep our Christmas decoration is packed with the Christmas trees, and you have the need to go and use it, and it's just stuffed with everything. Wouldn't you be mad that those restrooms are not available for us? I would be very mad. The same with the cry room. Just turn into storage and use something for something different. Know those parents who want to go with children and they don't have place for it to go. We will be mad too. Jesus is mad on those people who are selling stuff needed for sacrifices for a few reasons. First will be that I think he sees in them that they are not really good people. They don't really care about the Jewish faith and God. Then they just sell, make business there. I think it really makes him mad, looking into the hearts, how they just focus on making money and nothing else. And second, this place of the temple, as commentaries say, this was designated for Jewish people to, not Jewish people, pagans people to pray there, Gentiles. They have owned the spot for prayer, even if they weren't the part of the chosen nation. And their spot was taken by those who were selling oxen and changing the money to help Jewish people in sacrifices. So I see here also important reason for Jesus' madness on them, that they take somebody place for prayer and use it for their own glorious reason to help their own folks with sacrifices. Now we can connect it with our lives and look into our lives in areas, places, habits we have, that they take us so much of our energy, our love, and our time that we are not able to do what we are supposed to do. What are the things that stop you from praying enough? That you are always too tired or too busy? What are the things that take you away from your family? What are the things that takes you away from doing something for others, for the church, for God's poor people? We are designed in perfect way, but we live our lives in imperfect way. And we need to look carefully and ask Holy Spirit to help us to see our daily habits, choices that just take space designed for something else, for loving others, for being with God, for being with others, being with your family. It is not easy to make such examine of conscience, because what you may see will be something scaring for you. I had this grace that God showed me something last week, and I was like Jesus in the temple. Okay, so now I need to really change everything and just get rid of this bad thing. And on prayer I saw that, well, it doesn't work exactly that way. That we need to have discernment. Some things we need to really get rid of them very quickly, and we make drastic changes. And some things we need to work on them step by step. Where to choose it? We need to ask Holy Spirit for guidance, or come and ask priest for help to help you discern. But I would like you this week to focus on what is your temple area that you change in your life, in place where you do totally different things that you are supposed to do. I'm sure with grace of God we can do it. We can have the strength to look into us and see the truth and find courage to do needed steps to come closer to what God calls us to be.